The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag's just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Ho, ho, yes, Sugi Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sugi Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in
Bobby Darin is at the top of the stack for this week's show with Mac the Knife from 1959. Welcome to the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke. Each week I collect a box full of music and bring it from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. You'll hear music from the 1940s through the 1980s with occasional excursions beyond that range. Get ready to hear songs you haven't heard in a long time, mixed with a few you may have never heard before. Songs like this 1958 hit by Art and Dottie Todd, Chanson d'Amour.
Chanson d'Amour. Ratatala.
Chanson d'amour. time I hear chanson, chanson,
Dave Brubeck had many records in addition to Take Five. The one you just heard is called Unsquare Dance. It's from 1961. Before that, we heard Chanson d'Amour, a one-hit wonder for the husband and wife duo Art and Dottie Todd. This is the Music Box on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, and I'm Mike Duke. Professional rodeo champion, artist, and singer-songwriter Chris Ledoux was born on October 2, 1948 in Biloxi while his father was stationed at Keesler Air Force Base. He participated in his first rodeo at the age of 13 and became a full-time professional rodeo cowboy in 1970. To help pay his expenses, he began composing songs describing his rodeo lifestyle and continued his music career after retiring from the rodeo. During that music career, Chris Ledoux recorded 36 albums. Two were certified gold and one platinum. This duet with Garth Brooks, What You Gonna Do with a Cowboy, reached the top 10 for him in 1992.
I can see you got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Oh, you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? He's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? See, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got.
And he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-i-o, yibbe-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-i-yay.
Yippee-i-yay.
Singer and orchestra leader Vaughn Monroe was born on October 7, 1911, in Akron, Ohio. Riders in the Sky was a big song for him in 1949. We also heard Chris LeDoux and Garth Brooks, What You Gonna Do with a Cowboy? I'm Mike Duke, and coming up in a little while, the Music Box will take you to the fair. But right now, we take you to 1971 for Ann Murray, A Stranger in My Place.
I see the town where we were born. I see the place we were raised. I see all the things you wanted that I never gave. I see sadness, I see sorrow, I see pain in your face. But I just can't see a stranger in my place. I can see now where we quarrel. wrong. I can see where you might weaken when I wasn't strong. I see memories of a love gone bad that time cannot erase, but I just can't see a stranger in my place. Like I do. No one knows the things that make you cry. Looking back, it seems I never showed you, and I. See now where you might grow tired of dreams that don't come true. I can see where I have fallen short of the things I promised you. I can see now through my tear-filled eyes, no love on your face. But I just can't see a stranger in my place.
Begging, darling, please, baby. Darling, on my knees, baby. Begging, darling, please, baby. Darling, won't you ease my worry now? Layla, got me on my knees, Layla. Begging, darling, please, Layla. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind?
Thank you.
In 1992, Eric Clapton released his live album, Unplugged. From that album came that much more quiet version of his 1970 classic song, Layla. We also heard A Stranger in My Place, a song you don't hear very often, by Ann Murray. A few weeks ago, I played this song by Burl Ives, but something went wrong during the production of the show, which caused Burl Ives to sound as though he were singing at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. It's a really nice song, and you deserve to hear it the way it should sound. So the Music Box tries again as we head for our first break with Burl Ives' What'll I Do?
What'll I do when you are far away, and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do with only dreams of you that won't come true? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
Now that's more like it. Burl Ives from his album of Irving Berlin songs, What'll I Do? I'm Mike Duke, and the Music Box will return from my house to your radio with birthdays, a visit to the movies, and a farewell tribute after this concert hall intermission.